from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Play the audio again just because it's so good. It's so good. Seth, you want to set this up? You sent this to Ben. I want to play the EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin again.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're about to talk about CJ here and these QB tiers that Sando's putting out.
So this was before the true social media grudge match became a thing between the linebackers for the Colts, E.J. Speed and Zaire Franklin and C.J. Stroud. A lot of barbs back and forth this offseason. But a week or so after the Colts lost to the Texans in the final regular season game, they sat down on the Trenches podcast, Zaire Franklin's podcast, and E.J. Speed and who you hear first, and then Zaire Franklin talked about just how tough it is playing against a young quarterback like C.J. Stroud.
He won't even be looking at the read, and then you know he got about one more look before it get ugly for him. And then he look at your guy, and you didn't plaster like, got your ass. And then this motherfucker look somewhere else and throw the ball for a completion. You like, nah.
That's what I like about CJ the
most. That's your third read? You know how degrading that is for a quarterback to hit his third read?
He don't do rookie shit. Like, he play, like, he already lying to you with his eyes. He already lying to you with his drop. He already lying to you with his shoulder movements and little shit like that. That's some shit that you ain't supposed to really have till like year 6, 7, buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. And that's why, honestly, like, I went this offseason, I sought out negative opinions about CJ, trying to, you know, just be realistic and take off my Homer glasses and figure it out. And I couldn't find any, especially amongst, like, former defensive backs, former quarterbacks, guys that break down film, Kurt Warner, like all these guys. And they were just in awe of how advanced CJ was mentally. And the thing that CJ's been working on this camp, this is where I realized, okay, CJ was already a nightmare for linebackers and defensive backs in coverage because of all those things that EJ just talked about. But CJ and Bobby Slowick talked about how this year he's really been focusing on his pocket movement.
Mm-hmm.
Just the little minute movements instead of scrambling, just taking one step to the left or stepping up in the pocket or stepping back in the pocket to create some space while keeping a good platform and throwing an accurate pass. We saw evidence that he's elevated in that regard.
Yeah.
So some of the little nuanced stuff. The throw to Cade Stover in the Steelers game, the read was to CJ's right. And as Juice Scruggs was getting rushed back into CJ's lap, CJ just shuffled with his feet nice and wide, turned back to the left, and found Cade Stover and nailed it, like, simultaneously. And then in the Giants game, when there was some clutter at his feet, he just backed up in the pocket a little bit, eyes downfield
the
whole time.
In the end zone, by the way.
In the end zone. It wasn't even a pocket. Yeah, it was towards the... He could have Orlovsky'd it.
Yeah.
Orlovsky would have run out of bounds there.
Yeah.
Like, you're right in the same spot. So it was really good. This is where he's going to be a nightmare for defensive linemen, Sean. Because it's fun, man. When you get to sack a C.J. Stroud or one of the big names, an Aaron Rodgers or somebody, that's a nice skin on the wall. And I think there's just going to be more guys this year that think that they were close to a sack of C.J. Stroud. but he's going to get just, he's going to move right out of the way. I'm going to read you a quick clip from Bob McGinn, who writes for Go Long TD.
Oh, okay. He does a lot of anonymous scout stuff.
Yeah, but he also, you know, he covered the Packers forever. So he wrote a really long form piece about Brett Favre. But this made its way into the piece about Brett Favre. And this is something we talk about, nightmares, things that are etched into your memory. This is why defensive linemen are going to be added to the mix. Brett Favre was one of the all-time best at those little micro movements in the podcast or in the pocket and then getting rid of the football quickly. This is a story from a time the Packers played the Texans in Houston.
Okay.
A month later in Houston, defensive tackle Seth Payne wheeled past guard Marco Rivero off the snap and had Favre dead to rights for what should have been a sack. Somehow Favre eluded Payne and hit his tight end for 16. As Payne walked away, Favre sheepishly gave him 5 for the great effort and patted him on the backside.
Oh.
Mortified, Payne acknowledged the gesture by softly touching Favre's hand.
Now it's getting weird.
Tender moment. That's not how it happened, Bob McGinn. I was there. Who's my source? Seth Payne. I was walking past next to Favre, and I basically said, you mother blah, blah, blah. What the hell?
I heard.
Can you at least get throw an incompletion, Favre? I initiated.
He
gave me a... I didn't softly touch his hand. I kind of like backhanded a high five, you know. We were laughing about it. And yeah, it was my chance to sack Brett Favre. There are a lot of people, a lot of young Seth Paynes out there.
Yeah.
Athletically challenged defensive linemen that only get so many sacks in their career that are going to have a shot at C.J. Stroud, but he's going to be the fish that got away because of his pocket movement.
Right. They're going to just miss sacking C.J. Stroud, and their response to that is going to be to go hit on him afterwards, like you did with Brett Favre. Yeah.
Apparently try to have
gently,
a tender moment.
Gently grabbing his hand.
Like, why didn't you put some tears in my eyes or something McGinn?
Yeah.
Mortified? How do you know I was mortified?
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's, dude. Yeah.
Mortified? I wasn't mortified. I was standing in amazement, but I wasn't mortified.
It's journalism. Who's the most famous guy you sacked?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. You got a sack on old Peyton Manning. Well, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but I got all kinds of stories. Listen. You don't pick up chicks with stories about the time you almost sacked Brett Favre. I was actually a really, really good pass rusher, except for the whole part about the last two steps of getting to the quarterback. I won a lot of one-on-one pass rush reps, but just couldn't get there. I'd be like, I can see him. He'd be right there. He'd be right there. I want to get to him.
You were before your time. You would have been great in the advanced stats win rate percentage era.
Right, yeah, exactly. If I could have just gotten close enough,
yeah. Hell, Clowney keeps getting paid for win rate all the time, man. It's crazy.
I seen him. He was right there. And then he ran. He just done picked up and ran off.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. All right, so Mike Sando does this quarterback tiers article every year, T-I-E-R-S, quarterback tiers. The panel consists this year of 7 GMs, 8 head coaches, 12 coordinators, 12 executives, 8 assistant coaches, and 3 involved in analytics, and a partridge in a pear tree. So there's roughly, you know, 50. There's 50 people voting on this thing. And what they do is they take 30, no rookies in this thing, 30 veteran quarterbacks, and they put them all into tiers, 1 through 5, and then he kind of adds it all up and comes up with cumulative tiers for all of this. There's only 3 tier 1 quarterbacks. And Texan fans will not be happy about this. CJ's not one of them. But I...
Oh, you dog!
excuse me. I can't get angry. It's Patrick Mahomes, it's Joe Burrow, and it's Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That passes the smell test, I would say. Now, tier 2. Lamar Jackson, 4th overall. Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert tied for 5th overall. Aaron Rodgers, 7th overall. He was tier 1 last year. C.J. Stroud, in his first year in these rankings, Seth, 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some of the quotes. So this is pretty good, man. C.J.'s in the upper quartile. That's what we can say. He's in the bottom quartile of the upper quartile. All right? The anonymous quotes. An offensive assistant said, quote, "This guy is a freaking baller. When we watch the style of play, there's a lot of Joe Burrow when Joe is healthy. This dude has balls. End quote. It's an offensive assistant. Head coach said of Stroud, quote, I think he's special. He can make plays on rhythm. He can read coverage. He can go through progressions. He can manipulate coverages. He can create off schedule a lot better. End quote, which I think is kind of what you're talking about at the end, you know, the part where he's just the maneuverability and the ability for him to navigate clutter and make good things happen. He's elite at that.
I think the one part in here was interesting. It said voters gave credit to the Texans' offensive system under coordinator Bobby Slowik. Some called Houston's personnel underrated. They generally did not hold those things against Stroud. One voter said, I knew it right away. I was watching him play at Baltimore in his first game ever. In his first 15 plays, I was like, okay, they got a quarterback. I saw him flicking his wrist, moving in the pocket. You could just see that. And that jibes with... Bucky Brooks, you know, from NFL Network, who he does the color commentary, I think, for the radio broadcast for the Jaguars. And that was when they played the Jaguars early in the season. What number game was that? Was that the third game?
Third game of the year.
Third game of the year. You know, CJ had played two games at that point, and Bucky was out on the field talking to the Jaguars coaches before the game. And he said that those Jaguars defensive coaches were saying that to him. We're like, this... Bucky, this kid's the real deal. He's just doing some stuff that rookies don't do. And that's where, when you look at tiers like this, I mean, it's hard to... They're basing a lot of this on previous experience and these guys' resumes. All of these quarterbacks that are above CJ, you can't say that CJ has accomplished or done what these guys have done in any given season. You know, like, they've done more. I think that everybody who voted for CJ high enough to put him where he is... I think very much believe that he can easily ascend to within those ranks.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it for an entire season and hopefully with a good team around him.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The only negative quote in here about CJ is from another head coach. Quote, I'm sure some people gave him a 1, but he's got to prove it. The Baltimore playoff game against Baltimore, when he had to throw, he couldn't do it. He needs to prove he can do it in a big game against really good defenses to become a 1.
Yeah, there were the thing about that Baltimore game was, you know, I guess you don't want to, it was what it was, and it wasn't CJ's best performance, and you don't want to make excuses for it, but the receiving core was incredibly banged up, and the pressure up the middle was just so brutal. And like, what's Tom Brady's biggest weakness in any era? Okay, pressure up the middle immediately. It's really, really hard to deal with, and it was a huge problem that day, so... That's a very small sample size of if we're going to talk about playoff performances overall, the week before against the Browns, which was one of the best defenses in the league last year, he looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's unproven in the playoffs. It's just a matter of he's got to have some more experience under his belt before he gets, you know, some of the grudging support from others.
Yeah. I would say he's probably got to go on the road and do it. But Mahomes didn't even Mahomes didn't even go on the road for a playoff game until last season. He played every playoff game was at home.
Big test. I didn't know if he was any good until then. Like, all right, you might be all right, kid.
Yeah.
You might be all right.
Okay, text message.
Well, unless you include the Super Bowl victories as being on the road.
Yeah, I suppose. text message. The Bob McGinn article later stated that Favre sent a series of pictures of little Brett to Seth Payne, who would sheepishly look at them from time to time. The time to time part's my favorite. Like, you kept them on your phone just in case you had an inkling to look at them.
It's just
little Brett.
I just want to be reminded of how close I was from your inches away.
What
you might
a
say.
Weird yeah. excerpt of an article that was that you just read.
It was so strange. I was looking for it because I was doing this little video on CJ Stroud that I'm doing, and I thought I was just thinking about what a nightmare it is going against quarterbacks who are really good with that the pocket movement, because it does. It feels like you're so much closer to a sack than you actually are. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see if there was maybe a clip of it or something. That was the only thing I came up with was the inaccurate report. I'm going to call Tyler Dunn, who runs the website that article is on. And I gotta talk to Bob McGinn about
this. Yeah, you gotta
get
McGinn's number.
Set the record straight.
You gotta get. I
initiated it. I was not mortified. I was more just. I called Brett a SOB in a fun way, you know, just because I said, can I at least get a hurry out of that?
Yeah.
If it's a complete pass, you don't even get a hurry out of it. Like, how the hell did you complete that pass under pressure? It was unbelievable.
That's
unbelievable.
Funny. That is funny.
Softly touched his hand.
Yeah. I didn't know you had such a far fetish, bro. That's, man. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
Someday. Oh, what these hands might text someday. Could you grace my timeline with a text from
someday.
You, Brett Favre?
Someday these hands will touch a lot of illegal funds in the state of Mississippi. Oh, I should be careful. Favre is getting litigious about that. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday.
Good job, Sean.
Thank you.
Where's my bell? Oh, dang it.
Hang on.
Oh, wait, no. Here, I've got my spare. Okay, you got it.
I got it. I got a bell. Thank you, Seth. All right, up next.
I travel with my bell now. Did you know that?
I do, yeah.
So the positive reinforcement doesn't end on the road.
Hell yeah. Let's check in on Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders has issued a no-question edict to one media member in Denver. And he got very Deion-like again earlier this week in their week one press conference. We'll hear from old Prime, Coach Prime, coming up next.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.